Good morning. This is Northern Light for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Monica Sandreski.
And I'm Todd Moe.
Almost all of the North Country shared in a wonder-filled, once-in-10-lifetimes event yesterday.
We'll hear from communities throughout the region of their experience of totality, from Marcy Field in Keene.
To the Adirondacks Observatory Festival in Tupper Lake with astronomers on hand.
Have you seen one before?
No, never.
Good, then this is something new experience. I'm glad you're here.
To one of the few open schools in St. Lawrence County.
Don't get off your phone now. Like, stop. Enjoy this moment, or else I'm going to... I actually love this. I wish this would come often.
And a hardware store in Canton where they picked a watch spot in the middle of their workday.
We just talked about it this morning. We decided to do it. This is the roof. This is way cooler.
All that's coming up on Northern Light. Stick with us.
Broadcast of Northern Light here on North Country Public Radio is supported by Fisher, Bissett, Muldowney, and McArdle, attorneys and counselors at law with offices in Malone, Tupper Lake, and Saranac Lake, 800-941-5001, and Adirondack Foundation and the Adirondack Birth to Three Alliance, dedicated to providing all children the best possible start in life, AdirondackBT3.org, and with your support.
I'm Catherine Wheeler. I'm on the NCPR news team, and we're in our spring membership drive. Your donations in any amount make a difference at NCPR, and they make everything possible. You'll hear reporting this morning that is only possible because of your support, and whether you're a first-time giver or renewing a sustaining membership, your gifts keep NCPR strong. Call 877-388-6277 or give online at ncpr.org/give. This is Northern Light. I'm Monica Sandreski.
And I'm Todd Moe. It was a once-in-a-lifetime, awe-inspiring day across the North Country yesterday. The clouds held off just enough for thousands of people to soak in the total eclipse of the sun. People laughed, whooped, and cried all over the region. This morning, we bring you scenes of totality from our reporting team. The biggest crowds were in the Adirondacks, including in Saranac Lake, where Emily Russell watched with hundreds of other people along the shore of Lake Flower and produced this audio postcard.
Neil Oza drove all the way up for the eclipse from Washington, D.C. He was actually headed to Vermont, but then...
saw this beautiful scenery. I'm like, nope, I'm going to stop here. This looks good to me. And clearly it was good for the dog, too.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Naya.
Oza is wearing a NASA hat. He's got a digital camera pointed to the sky. The hope is to capture a time lapse of the eclipse. Oza has never seen a total solar eclipse, but he marvels when he talks about the expanse above us.
Well, anytime I look at the skies, I always feel like in awe, because there's a sense of like we're so minuscule compared to the size and scope of the things that are happening up there. And just in the grand scope of things, you know, we're small and inconsequential, and yet we're the same in some ways, right? We come from the same dust that makes the moon and the same helium and hydrogen that makes the sun. Fundamentally, we're the same elements. And so it's just, you know, great perspective that we're all kind of one with nature.
Down the shore, a man is leaning over what looks like a rectangular harp. He's playing the instrument with thin wooden mallets.
I'm Alex Van Abel, and I'm from Middletown, Connecticut, and I have a hammered dulcimer here with me today. And it is a very travelable instrument, and it's a unique instrument. I like it a lot, and it's good for playing outside, and it seems well-suited to an eclipse event specifically.
Other folks here have guitars, a ukulele. There's clearly something about a total eclipse that inspires music and art.
I'm Sandra Hildreth, and I'm from Saranac Lake, New York. I'm a plein air painter, which means I paint outdoors on location, and that's exactly what I'm doing during the eclipse. I want to record what it looks like at the moment it happens. I tell people I experience with my paintbrush. Anytime I go out hiking or paddling and I paint, that's all part of my experience. So this is how I'm experiencing this total eclipse.
As we get closer to totality, the light here along the lake turns faint. The shadows take on a golden tint to them.
It's getting really dark here and cold. Everybody's got their glasses on. They're looking up at the sky. There it is. Oh my God, this is magical.
My heart is racing. I've never seen totality before, and it brings me to tears to see the light turn to dark, to see the halo of the sun against the moon.
Dad, is that Venus?
Yeah, that's Venus.
Yeah, we can see Venus.
There, yeah, that's Jupiter right there.
Wow. The few minutes of totality fly by.
Oh, wow. It's coming back. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. Right after the total solar eclipse, I'm Emily Russell for North Country Public Radio.
A couple thousand people from all parts of the Northeast gathered for a big festival with the Adirondack Observatory outside L.P. Quinn Elementary School in Tepper Lake. About a dozen amateur astronomers set up telescopes and cameras with solar filters, including NASA Ambassador Marty McGuire. He'd never seen a total eclipse before. He spends his free time giving talks to kids at the public library near his home in eastern Pennsylvania. And he told me he decided to drive up to Tupper at the last minute yesterday.
But no hotels last night, and when you last minute plan like that. So I slept in my car and put the seats down and made a cozy little spot. It was quite chilly, but it was all worth it.
Wait, where did you end up staying?
I stayed in the parking lot down here with permission.
I'm glad. And can you describe a little bit your outfit that you're wearing right now?
Yes, I have my NASA outreach gear on, including a NASA jacket with all kinds of patches, and the Solar System Ambassador patch and the NASA patch are quite special to me because they've actually been to space. In 2019, there was a SpaceX mission for Inspiration 4, where it was a first privately funded space flight, and one of the mission pilot was Dr. Cyan Proctor. She was the first female black pilot of a spacecraft. So I messaged her and asked her if she could take some patches for me to space. And I have a picture of her holding them in the spacecraft. And I get to tell that story to kids and inspire other people.
But yeah, I mean, what is it about this that does it for you?
Yeah, I'm with this amateur astronomy as a hobby. Looking up to the stars in the sky is just a passion. And I love sharing that passion with other people. Letting them see the moon through my telescope for the first time or see the sun up close, sharing that moment because it means so much to me. My first telescope, the first thing I pointed at, I thought was a star. And this is maybe 20 years ago. I thought it was a star. It turned out to be Saturn, and I could see the rings of Saturn. And it was a moving moment. And
you're tearing up right now, thinking of it.
And that sticks with you. My fascination only increased from there, and I upgraded my telescope so I could see more and do more. And then in 2017, I applied to be an ambassador for NASA to further my contribution to the community and share my excitement and passion for all of this. Space flight, astronomy, you name it.
You said you've never seen a total eclipse.
Not a total. I've seen several partial eclipses, but never a total. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime. I may never travel to somewhere as close as this again to see a total. All right, got everything recording for a couple different views. Want to hear the crowd's excitement. It's noticeably getting dimmer now.
Full battery.
Make sure everything... Oh, I'm like a nervous... Whoa! Here we go. I can see prominences. And the corona. Woohoo! There's Jupiter! There's Venus!
Wow. There's here it's coming off the other side. Here we go. Oh. Oh.
Wow. I never thought I could see all that. I never thought we'd be able to see the corona today with all the clouds and everything. I never thought we'd see prominences with my own eyes. I thought I'd have to have a special telescope for that. This is perfect here. Oh, God. I can't believe I saw that.
What are you feeling?
I don't know that there's any adequate words to describe how I'm feeling right now.
That was NASA ambassador and amateur astronomer Marty McGuire out on the field of L.P. Quinn Elementary School in Tupper Lake.
Amy Fireisel was in the High Peaks yesterday and watched the eclipse from Marcy Field, the home of the Keene Farmers Market in the summer, and here's her audio postcard.
After so much waiting and wondering, yesterday was a beautiful, sunny, even warm day. In between Keene and Keene Valley, Marcy Field was one of thousands of designated viewing areas across the North Country. It was dry and just in time.
The last of the snow melted when the sun hit the field this morning, so it's nice and dry, no mud.
Joe Pete Wilson is the town of Keene's supervisor.
Yeah, and Saturday I was really worried because there was still a foot of snow out here, so the sun hit it just in time.
Marcy Field has a 360 view of the sky, with the high peaks ringing the wide open space. There were thousands of people spread out across it.
We didn't do any organized activity here. Everybody's bringing their own inspiration. They're playing Frisbee over here and dogs running around and kids building snowmen down at the other end of the field.
Locals and lots of visitors set up in little camps with lawn chairs, picnic blankets, and baskets. Nicole and Dan Sanzo came from Boston with their infant daughter. Dan initiated the trip.
I'm totally into this whole space thing, and I've been planning this for about, I guess, 6 years now. So we booked a place in Lake George last year and then just kind of looked at what the weather was going to be and picked this spot yesterday, actually. Yeah.
Nicole says they got to Marcy Field around 8:30 in the morning to set up their camp.
We have our daughter with us. She's 2 months old. So we're both on actually maternity and paternity leave right now. So we have all the time in the world.
What are you looking forward to?
Just seeing that totality. We've both never seen it before. It's something I've always wanted to check out. And this was just the right opportunity to see it for the first time.
I'd have to agree with him.
Awesome.
Probably seeing me.
Yeah, probably seeing his reaction because he's really excited. So.
There was a high-energy, festive spirit in the air in the afternoon. But as totality came near and it got colder, the very air seemed to still.
It's so interesting. It's like the feeling out here. There are tons of people, and they're sort of scattered around. And before, you know, you had dogs running around and people playing games. But now pretty much everybody's sitting down, pretty still, sort of looking up with their eclipse glasses on. It's gotten a lot colder. And we're getting really close to the moment of totality.
It's quiet. And then as the moon entirely eclipses the sun, a wave of something, emotion, energy, wonder, rolls through the crowd.
Oh, there it goes, there it goes. There's the last bit. Wow.
Amy Fireisel, North Country Public Radio, Marcy Field in Keene.
It's 8:14. You're listening to Northern Light on NCPR. I'm Catherine Wheeler, St. Lawrence Valley reporter. And just popping in, it's our spring membership drive. And we want to say thank you to a couple people who have given today, Julie in Newcastle, Maine, and a donor in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts. Thank you so much. And whether you're making your first gift or renewing a sustaining membership, thank you for your support. Your gifts keep NCPR strong. We're back to Northern Light in just a quick second. You can give now for NCPR at 877-388-6277 or give online at ncpr.org/give.
You're listening to Northern Light here on North Country Public Radio. It's 8:15. Good morning. I'm Todd Moe.
And I'm Monica Sandreski. In just a minute, we'll check out totality in the St. Lawrence Valley and find out about the science behind what we saw yesterday in just a few minutes right here on Northern Light.
Weather Service says partly sunny today, warmer temperatures, a high near 70 for much of the region this afternoon, and light winds out of the south, and maybe a chance of some showers tomorrow and a little cooler. Northern Light is supported by Fisher, Bissett, Muldowney, and McArdle, attorneys and counselors at law with offices in Malone, Tupper Lake, and Saranac Lake, 800-941-5001. And by Adirondack Foundation and the Adirondack Birth to Three Alliance, dedicated to providing all children the best possible start in life, AdirondackBT3.org.
Yesterday's spectacle was watched by millions in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. According to the Associated Press, it was North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever, thanks to the densely populated path. Cloud cover threatened to spoil the view in some places, especially in parts of Texas, but the skies cleared with minutes to spare. One area that got stuck with clouds was western New York. Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Rochester all had limited to zero eclipse visibility, and there won't be another coast-to-coast total eclipse on the North American continent until 2045.
Watertown was good for viewing, though. A few hundred people filled Thompson Park to take in the eclipse. According to the Watertown Daily Times, eclipse chasers from Maryland, Long Island, Syracuse, and more took the shuttle for the city's total eclipse of the park celebration. More than 2,000 people gathered at the Lewis County Fairgrounds for the totality on the Tug Hill Gathering in Lowville. The Times reports 44 private planes flew into the Watertown International Airport for Monday's big event, with one plane flying in from Israel. The airport manager said it was the biggest day in the airport's history.
Herman DeKalb was one of the only schools in the North Country in session for yesterday's total solar eclipse. Students settled onto soccer fields to witness totality yesterday. Catherine Wheeler took in totality with students as the moon slowly overtook the sun, and they started by describing what that looked like.
A toenail clipping, an upside-down smile.
A banana.
Yes.
A macaroni and cheese.
The like, sign's kind of like orange.
Orangey. It's like orange more,
like,
no,
it's like orange
like
more
your
than red,
but like it's like...
Guys, stop!
Guys,
enjoy wait, this no, moment!
It's progressively getting like narrower.
Sure looks like a boomerang.
I can't see it!
Yeah.
The mosquitoes are out.
It's nearly there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my god, it's getting... I can't
it's see
it.
It's happening!
It's happening!
It's
happening!
It's like so close.
It's so
thin.
It looks like the thing, like the shell for the taco, the top of the topping. Yeah.
Oh.
It's almost totality, like in the next minute or so.
It's so close. The school lights will turn on.
I'm
no.
so scared right now.
Oh no! It's almost gone. It's gone. It's gone.
It looks like the crust of a pizza.
It looks so pretty.
Alright, let's go.
This is awesome.
We're running out.
We picked the best spot.
It's so pretty.
It looks like
if
it's
you
like,
look over there, it looks like
a sunset. But, like, it's almost about to storm. Like, so cool.
It's amazing.
And then there's a star.
Wait, that's Jupiter. Mars. No, that's Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
Jupiter's above it. There's Mars.
Mars should be down there. Dude, get off your phone now. Like, stop. Enjoy this moment or else I'm going to
sunset and sunrise.
I actually love this. I wish this would come often.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain it. Like, it made me feel like I'm listening to music. Like, the feeling that music gives you once you're really deep into a song and then you just have that, the feeling, that's what it felt like.
Well, lots of schools and workplaces had special programming or closed down altogether for yesterday's eclipse. For many people across the North Country, yesterday was just another work day, only with a once-in-a-lifetime celestial twist. Lucy Grindin reports.
At Coakley's Home and Hardware Store in Canton, yesterday was mostly just a normal work day.
Yes, so we always start the day with a fresh batch of popcorn that we hand out to customers.
That's Kelly Kugler, the cashier, making the usual free popcorn for customers. A few people wander in looking for a spare plumbing part or a bag of charcoal. But the employees really only have one thing on their minds. As soon as the moon starts moving in front of the sun, everybody's in and out of the parking lot. They share a few pairs of eclipse glasses between them, standing and staring at the sky.
Yeah, you can start to see it now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Pretty soon, just standing in the parking lot isn't good enough.
Jason and I decided this would be more comfortable to sit on instead of standing up. So we're going to bring this bench out and adjust it a little bit. What do you think, Jace? Good?
Yeah, it's good.
That's store manager Agnes White. Jace is 8. His mom is another store employee.
With Jace not having school, we had him come over to the store and be with her so he could watch it with her, even though she's working.
But a few other store employees decide they want an even better view.
We just talked about it this morning. We decided to do it.
Back parking lot was cool.
This is the roof. This is way cooler.
They're going to the roof.
Up we go.
John Anderson leads me to an upstairs office window.
Yeah, that's the way we're going to go. Is we're going to climb out on the rooftop there.
All right. Okay, I'm stepping through a big window, past an AC unit, and stepping out onto the roof of Coakley's in Canton.
We're just going to step over this way. So just follow me. And we're going to sit right here.
If this were a normal day, Anderson says he'd be filling a big paint order right about now. Instead, he's up here, sitting in a folding chair, watching the sun disappear.
There's so little left. Yeah, it's just a tiny little dot.
Oh, there it is.
Wow, look at that.
We can see almost the whole horizon up here. The sky is a rich, milky purple around the sun and the moon, and a bright, beautiful orange where it touches the treetops. Anderson says it looks like a 360-degree sunset.
Do you see that, John? So cool.
Yeah, this is... I don't know, it's pretty breathtaking, honestly.
The sun comes back, we put the folding chairs away, and we head back downstairs to the store. There's still a couple of hours of work left before everybody can go home, but it really feels like a brand new day. Lucy Grindin, North Country Public Radio, Canton.
You're listening to Northern Light here on North Country Public Radio. I'm Todd Moe.
And I'm Monica Sandreski. In just a minute, we'll take a look at some of the science behind what we were seeing yesterday from a visiting astronomer. Then stick around after the show for Bird Note coming up at 8:42. First, Todd has a look at the weather for us.
Nice day, actually. Highs near 70 this afternoon. Mix of sun and clouds and blue sky. Light winds out of the south. And then maybe some rain in the forecast for tomorrow. So enjoy today's weather. Isolated shower maybe tonight. Lows dipping down into the 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies. The Weather Service says about a 60% chance of showers tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. And we've got sunshine, 43 degrees in Canton right now.
So what was this that we actually saw yesterday? We caught up with one of the amateur astronomers grouped with the observatory in Tupper Lake to debrief a little bit. Pat Quinn grew up in Tupper and worked in optics at MIT for 40 years. He chased the eclipse in 2017 to Wyoming. For yesterday's, he'd originally planned to drive out to Texas to view it, but got halfway there and realized the weather would probably be better at home. So he turned back and set up his telescope to share with community members during totality.
Here you go. Take a look at that.
Oh,
look at the prominence is sticking out. You can see the corona, the sun, and look at the sky. Have you seen one before?
No, never.
Good, then this is something new experience. Yes. I'm glad you're here.
Me too. We're here in Tupper Lake, just looking through the telescope. Pat Quinn's a telescope here at LP Quinn. Oh, you can see the prominences. I don't know, Bailey's beads maybe coming through?
They were real quick. We got a couple planets out.
Jupiter and Venus down
Jupiter and Venus. Should be somebody else, but it might be in the clouds over there.
Yeah.
3.5 minutes, so enjoy it.
Looking so bright here through the telescope. So cold. Pat, lay it on me.
I don't know. I should ask you. No, I had a great time. I think the one thing that I enjoy was interaction with the other people that are seeing this hobby probably for the first time. What I'm kind of hoping is this will turn into a stimulus for math and science education, you know, kind of like the Apollo program did in the past. But the one thing I enjoy the most is when that gee whiz thing hit, you could hear it going through the crowd. That was quite impressive. I can go look at photos from 17. I didn't take any myself, but I noticed some differences, which is kind of interesting.
Really? What'd you notice?
Well, my understanding, because of the way the position of the moon is in relative, it's closer to the Earth than it was in 2017, so that the diamond ring effect wasn't strong as it was in Wyoming, nor were there as many bright Bailey's beads. Bailey's beads went over in a fraction of a second, but there was more coronal activity, ejections on the outskirts when you got to totality that you got to see. So again, the movement of the clouds and, you know, how that cleared off as the temperature dropped. And you could see, again, the clouds or the moon's shadow in the clouds moving through and past us as totality. A number of great effects that everybody got to enjoy. So, yeah, it was worth coming back. Certainly worth, for me, driving all the way to Wyoming to see it. But certainly willing to come back here and enjoy this one.
Yeah, can you walk me through it a little bit of, like, the steps of what you saw? Because you started out by pointing out that noticing that it was darker out in the west.
Well, that's where the moon's shadow was. It was approaching us from that direction, and the sun was coming in the opposite direction. So they crossed in pretty much opposite directions. So while you were watching the eclipse, it got noticeably darker on that sky. That was it. Then you went through P1, where it made first contact, and then at second contact, in a matter of 10 seconds, you went from seeing a small sliver to just a very touch of the diamond ring effect, and then a very noticeable but short-lived Bailey's beads, and then you were in totality. And I was impressed how bright the corona was.
Very.
Along
very.
With the addition of those mass ejections you could see on the periphery of it. So in many ways, each one so very unique.
Yeah, I don't think I realized that, how they would each be different, but I guess it might depend on, like you said, just those like small variations of how close the moon is. And yeah.
Overall, the moon is moving ever so slightly away from us, fraction of a millimeter a year. So in 100 years or so, they will not have eclipses, total solar eclipses on Earth. The shadow will not fall on Earth. The moon will move far enough away. So it's something that does happen in other places, but it's from what we see of other planetary systems, this arrangement is not common. The moon's formation is very unique. And, you know, the geometry of having the sun and the moon, relative distance, relative size, equal each other, it's pretty unique.
Are you going to go to the next one, do you think?
I know people that live in Spain, and that's where the next one that I might look at. The next one for the USA is up in Alaska, and I think that's like 44. So I'll try and stay healthy.
Well, thank you, Pat. I really appreciate it. Yes. And thank you for letting me look through your telescope.
You needed to see it if you hadn't seen it. Was it impressive?
It was incredible.
Could you ever describe that in words? No, I can't see it. Even a good photo doesn't do it justice on how sharp and clear it is through a telescope.
That was Pat Quinn, amateur astronomer in Tupper Lake yesterday.
So one of the big concerns for residents, visitors, and communities during the solar eclipse yesterday was traffic. With hotels across the region fully booked, state police warned of gridlocked mountain roads, empty gas pumps, and food cleaned out of stores. But cars moved fairly smoothly in the days and hours leading up to the eclipse with no major delays, just a steady increase in traffic. Then after the eclipse, most major highways like Route 11, I-87, and I-81 were busy with some backups. One area had a serious traffic jam hours after the local eclipse. I-87 was bumper to bumper from Elizabethtown to Queensburg until around 10 o'clock last night. Between 4 and 6 p.m., local traffic on Route 73, which runs between Lake Placid and the Northway, was backed up past Cascade Pass as eclipse visitors headed south towards Albany and New York City, and sections of I-81 south of Syracuse were also slow last night.
You know, all of this eclipse coverage, having experienced this too altogether, I don't know if we could have experienced a more incredible event that reminds us just how deeply connected we are all together. And to be able to have shared this together as a community is just, like you said, no words. Or maybe like that kiddo in Catherine's story said, it's like the sound of music. You know, that's what it sounds like. It's this thing that we all experience together and that we share together. This is why you come to North Country Public Radio, to be a reflection on these deep, meaningful experiences that bind us as people, as humans, and as the North Country. This is why you listen. This is our spring fundraiser right now, and it needs to be supported. This is all of us making this possible, doing what we can, taking our own experiences and offering it up. And this is why you come. Give now to support this at ncpr.org/give. I want to keep this strong for my neighbors, my community, and for generations to come by giving online at ncpr.org/give. We heard from friends in Canton, in Salt Point, in Poland, New York, in Eugene, Oregon, in Queensbury, and Lake Clear, all saying this matters to me when they gave online at ncpr.org/give. Thank you so much for your support. Here to tell us a little bit more about how we can thank you for your contribution is Catherine Wheeler, our St. Lawrence Valley reporter. Thank you so much for your story. It was such a treasure, Catherine. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. And what you just said was just reminded me that it was like such a gift to be out with the community all day yesterday. And that is truly only possible because of our listeners and the gifts they give to the station. And that's in any amount. It can be just a few dollars. It can be larger than that. But your donations really make a difference here at NCPR, and we give that all back to you through news and music and other ways of connecting with each other. To support that mission, you can call 877-388-6277 or give online at ncpr.org. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.